The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I used to spend so much money. I had all the Sandler CDs.
We were in here listening to the good one yesterday.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked by that one.
Your mother.
It starts off so good. God. Is there an edited version of that song? By the way, Braden, it's time to call.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Braden.
Call out. We're going to sing until you call.
Yeah, we're going to sing this song until you call, Braden. Braden's the kid that... We're going to find out if he ever called his...
Steve!
Mother flippin'! Polychronopolis. If,
That's the best.
We're going to find out if he...
It's not listening to it.
God, play... What happened to him?
That's golden. I love that.
Douchebag.
Play the shampoo bottle song. Put your arms around me, baby. Play it till you can't play it. I'm waiting for Braden to call, really, is what
I'm
doing.
Waiting for Braden. Steve!
Mother flipping! Polychronopolis.
Oh, Braden.
Sounds Greek to me. But it all sounds Greek to me.
I love it.
Oh, give it!
Think about the phone numbers. Maybe Braden's like, hey, you haven't said the numbers yet.
He's not good with numbers or he'd be graduating, right?
Ooh, come on.
I hate to brag on the kid. I hate to brag on him, too. Big finish.
The youngster's texting. Who is this singing?
Who is this singing? What?
Who is this singing? You don't know
I
who that
know
is?
I didn't know yesterday.
My, it's Will Ferrell, you morons.
You don't know the legend of the goat?
Yeah.
Kids?
The goat kids. Wait a minute, you're going to think them think you're talking about Jim Brewer now. Goat boy. Oh,
they throw the football at his nuts. And yeah. You know, his neighbor's dog had a huge anatomy.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
was a female dog.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it was 4 inches, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he mispronounced the word, and he said it like something on the bottom of a football player's shoe.
I dang it, man.
Paige, what kind of shoes do football players wear?
Cleats.
Okay.
This is so influential.
Hey, man. Oh. I'll tell you what. Like, I get it. When you're younger, you know, and you're hungry, and you're not making millions and millions of dollars, like... You'll take chances like that. You'll make an album like that. But, you know, now he's going, oh, okay, I'll go disappear for a little while till, you know, God, what's the guy's name? There's several he always puts in his movies. Tell Braden he's late. That's probably why he's not graduating, because he's always tardy. No offense, Paige.
That's okay.
God. Oh, yeah, he did play Greenville. That's a good text. He didn't do that song, though. I guarantee it.
No, he's a little more low-key.
He didn't do Shampoo Bottle. He's got to be more low-key. But if he went out there and did that instead of the Hanukkah song, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah. We'll see if we can get it for you a little later, maybe.
Yeah.
That was not Brady. That was somebody else.
You know, oh, man.
What if he's not here?
Well, one can only assume that...
Is he up? Look, he probably... Well, we know how these kids do. They play the little video games all night.
Yeah, but if it's... Today's the day he was supposed to graduate. So he would have told them... What, that was 3 days ago?
Yeah, he called us Tuesday. Because we didn't know if, how the week was going to work out. As far as...
Hold on,
I want to
verify
out.
Something.
Okay.
Okay, it is Friday.
Yep. All day.
Well, maybe just got cold feet. Braden, maybe Who knows?
I got a whole clip I was going to play.
Play the clip anyway.
All right, okay, because he was going to come on, but here's the thing.
Well, I thought I had enough credits, you know, and then they called me in the office last week and told me I wasn't graduating. God.
So you haven't told anyone, like no buddies, no one knows except us.
Yeah, no, I just, like, hey, I buddy. Panicked, you know, I didn't, like,
but you've been doing
I've been kind of freaking out.
You've been doing this for at least a week, like a double life yeah. almost. Have you hidden it at home, if that makes sense? Like, you know, trying to cover your tracks there?
Yeah, well, I've been mostly staying in my room.
Well, that's mostly yeah. every teenager now, avoiding everyone. I understand. There's another yeah. pandemic happening. So weird.
And I'm stressed about finals and graduation stuff, you know?
Yeah. Besides when your dad was telling his coworker how proud he was, like, that's a moment when you're like, all right, I should tell him right after this. Is there never been, like, another time where you almost told them or you had a, like, all right, I'll walk into the room. If they're both in there, I'll tell them or blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's, gosh, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Oh, no, I know. I know.
Do you know how much it will? I know how much it sucks. You can't go to graduation.
You know, yeah, God, I felt so bad, but it's true. I was talking about how Paige and I were saying, like,
this is real, by the way. This is live.
This is live right now. Friday, 7:13 a.m., 5:22.
Yeah, the clip is over.
Oh, crap.
No more clip. Oh, you got a text?
No, I got a text. My sister, happy birthday.
Oh, the big 4-0.
Happy birthday, huh? Angel.
Big 5-0, is she in the club yet?
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Love you. Gosh, I hate that I didn't do it early. I mean, it's still early. Anyway.
She's you know, she's close to the club.
I'm 50.
I don't know that she
50
is.
50 years old.
She might not like me to say that. She just 29 today. 29 now.
Mm-hmm. Just want to give her a little brother, sister, a little fun poke. Say how old she really is.
Oh, yeah. No.
Don't start now. Oh,
so, we were talking about, like, today, graduation day, you know, downtown Greenville. I mean, all over, you know, a lot of places. And then there's been the elementary school and the middle school graduations.
Those are the best.
We didn't get those, though, Paige. No. We only got to do the one. And then Fatboy says the last time that he actually graduated was in middle school.
That's so great.
We had sixth grade graduation. Because, you know, you went to middle school for 7th and 8th grade. God. And my class was the first freshman class in the high school again.
You only went 7th and 8th? You didn't go 6th, 7th, and 8th?
No.
Like league?
No, 6th grade, because I went to East End. And then we graduated 6th grade. Then you go to middle school for 2 years.
Yeah, that was
Gettys, me. What's up?
We didn't have middle school. We had junior high.
Well,
and you went to high school.
It was junior high but when they got rid of the 9th grade, our class that went to the high school, they called it middle school. But now they tore it down for apartments, so that was needed, I guess.
God, my old elementary school's apartments now, too.
They're trying to wipe away our existence.
It's like a Sheryl Crow song.
Every day is a winding road?
No. Pitcher. man, that I hope everything's fine with that kid, because
Oh,
got a call coming in. Got a call. We have a special, we call it the warm line. It's not the celebrity hotline, but it's an additional number that is not on the books. Is it him? Nope.
No,
I can tell
else.
By the enthusiasm and lack of.
I should have just hung up. I didn't even take the name. I just said, hang on.
Oh.
If you're not Braden, it's just like, click.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, I want to give a shout out, guys. Joe Doug, I said, F you. Bye.
Oh,
no.
One of those things.
Yeah.
God, I don't think he's going to call.
Oh, man. Shoot.
You know what, kid? This is part of your deal, man. You make appointments. You promise us updates.
Yeah, but I'm
got to stick to it, bud.
You're not looking at texts, man. Damn. We didn't do our graduation names.
I know.
Yeah.
We can do that Monday.
Yeah, I don't know how many oxyflopins are still in school at this point.
I don't know.
If you're starting having more kids.
All right.
There's some good names in the upstate.
Well, yeah, then graduate from some different stuff, I guess, you know. Auto Diesel College. Or,
right.
You go to Tech as many times as you want. You just got to buy lottery tickets to pay for it.
Well,
is that the deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, that's a great question. If you go to trucker school, do they have a cap and gown?
Oh, do they? Do Texas, if you went to England.
If it's a trade school, they... I mean, people walk out. I mean, and then they clap for you, but it's not like
the cap should be mesh. It's like a trucker's graduation cap.
Oh, like a
it's mesh in the back.
Oh yeah, trucker style. Yeah,
trucker
okay.
style. Got it. Oh, that would be two good. Little golden wings on the front of it. You know, like the trucker hat. Hell, I'm wearing one now.
Oh, they should have graduation in a trailer, connected to a truck.
Yes.
That's through my hat.
Through your hat, your cap and gown.
Yeah.
Where's your gown?
It's a Peterbilt cap.
It's Peterbilt cap. Engelhard.
Various others.
All right, we will. Wow. Okay. Sorry. Wow. Such a disappointment. You guys said you go talk to the kid. Man. Oh, I'm sorry that we didn't make a teenager call. Dickhead. what meanness in your voice? I should read your phone number on the radio, you prick.
Maybe he'll call during the break.
Are we on a constant roll of promising things we don't deliver? I know that the conspiracy mystery was a day late. It was also a dollar short, too. But we got it in.
You did.
Yeah. I don't think we make a habit of, I think we pretty much deliver.
Right? Yeah. I think so.
Tell that guy he can go to hell.
That's probably somebody or somewhere else. It's probably somebody that, you know, there was three or four people here that morning when we thought Adam Copeland was going to be in studio that stood out in the parking lot thinking that was a diversion for people not to come down here and meet him and then get mad about it. It's like, you fool.
But he told us next time he would come in.
He did say that. And we won't tell those four people who sent Mark an email saying that we make promises. That's probably the same person there, 704 area code.
We won't tell Wrestling
Grandma.
It's Friday.
Get in a better damn mood, dick.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works. The Rise Guys rule.
Oh, boys.
Trying to figure this one out. Should I know this one? No.
Oh,
you know, God, this seems like it would be like in the background on a B-reel with Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Or it's like a...
This is where it shows him getting out of the limousine and going into a boutique.
This is it's like a transition shot on New York Undercover.
Right.
And they show, here comes old Baldwin walking in. Hey, I got a guy. We're going to bust on some coke. How you doing there?
All right.
Cue the music.
We've decided as a group that we are going to call and at least leave a voicemail for Braden and tell him that we hope everything's okay. And that...
Which is a good idea, you know. He's supposed to be graduating.
Right.
Wish him some well wishes.
Yes, he's supposed to graduate today. And...
Damn, Paige.
I'm a pig. What else can I say?
You love it. I love it when you say that. She loves saying it. You want me to just call him on the air so you can hear the ringtone?
I mean, whatever we can do to...
Yeah, I can do it that way.
And we will do this, and I'm not going to pull the... I'm not going to... And tell by the enthusiasm. People don't like... when they're promised things. And honestly, like, you know, a lot of times, and this isn't an excuse. First off, I mean, it is kind of, because we can't physically go to people's houses and say, hey, don't forget to call us. Or we just roll up and say, hey, we're here live.
Like, we will.
Are you Publishers Clearing House? No, that never happened. It was all a Mandela effect. We can't do that, but also a lot of shows will pre-tape stuff, and that's why they can say, exactly at 7:07 this morning, we're going to be talking with Eli Manning, his trainer. You know, and they can, because they have it on tape. They tape the day before. We don't like that. Now, could it make things
flow? Half of us don't like that, if I'm being honest. I would love to have it in the can, if I'm being truthful.
Really?
Yeah. Just a guarantee, because we've been burned so much before. But I don't want to stay and do it, so that's the...
Well, that's the key there, is, yeah. I mean, I don't want to do 4 hours, and then, hey, guys, Neil Sedaka is calling in. It's 11:30 today. Lord. Can you tape it for tomorrow? I'm like, hell no.
That's Neil.
That's like... I mean, can you imagine you get off work at 5 o'clock and the boss sends an email at 3:30 and says, we're having a meeting at 6 in the break room. You're like, bull!
No, he ain't. Yeah. I'll take a chance on getting fired. Nope, no meeting.
I didn't know you felt that way, though. It's nice when the truth finally comes out after all this time.
Only on a Friday.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to call.
All right. We'll call Brady.
All that. He's gonna.
But anyway, the wool that I won't pull over your eyes is Monday is Memorial Day. We will not be here.
Hey, rewipe.
But on Tuesday we will do graduation names. So if you have a grad, you want us to, don't do it now. Or I mean, you could email it now. But I'm gonna hush.
Good old B.
Hello.
Hey, Braden. Is this Braden?
No. This is Chad, Braden's dad.
Oh.
All right. Oh, boy. Well, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Braden's sitting right here.
Okay.
I told him to hand me the phone because me and you guys have to have ourselves a little conversation.
Uh-oh.
All righty, then.
Braden, dang it.
So
first off, guys.
Sorry, your name is Chad? I want to write this down.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to just call you dad. Oh, because it rhymes. It's Chad dad.
Oh, right. Chaddy.
Chad.
He's okay. Your Chaddy.
All right. Thanks, Chad. All right. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, guys, I love the show. I've been listening for over 20 years, probably.
Here it comes.
And
compliment first.
I got to tell you all honestly, I feel like you guys did my son a bit of a disservice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I mean, we didn't mean to, man. We weren't trying to. Damn. Well,
my son needed to have a father-son conversation, and instead, he got one of your 10-minute comedy segments.
Wow. It was 11 minutes first, but like we didn't tell him to lie to you. I told him he should tell you as soon as possible. But that's just my point of view. Go ahead. I'm fine to listen to this.
Well, let me just tell you how it went down on my side, okay?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so that morning I missed the show.
Right. Okay.
And that never happens.
Right. You're like the owner of the Twin Towers. I go in every morning at 6:00, but that one day I had to go to the dermatologist.
I had to go that one day. So the timing, you see how the timing looks.
I'm messing with you, Chad. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. So I had an early meeting that morning, and so I missed the show, first time in 20 years, and then my son decides to announce publicly that he ain't going to graduate high school.
Yeah, I understand that. Right.
So I'm sitting at work, and one of my buddies comes walking by, and he's looking all weird at me.
Oh no! Of course, he spoiled it.
And so he goes, "Yeah, everything all right with Braden?"
Oh God! But that ain't so, you don't say that like that.
Nope.
It'll scare you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking he maybe got in a wreck or something, or
right.
Well, I would too. Yeah. That's all.
And then
the way.
My sister calls me laughing, and she's laughing so hard she can barely breathe, and she tells me, I think you need to go home or call home immediately.
She's laughing so hard she can barely breathe. My God.
Is
she okay? So go ahead.
Well, so first I think honestly probably somebody's pranking me or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would too based off your sister's reaction.
Yeah.
So then I'm starting getting texts from people asking, is Braden okay? And
God bless.
And I'm thinking,
popular.
I'm like, what are you all talking about?
And you're the last to know while everyone else knows.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It feels like my own son told, all of upstate before he told me.
That's how it would feel.
Well, in Georgia and Tennessee, yeah. North Carolina.
Plus podcasts, too. I mean, we get hits in Seattle, New York City.
Sorry, yeah.
Phoenix.
it's everywhere, man.
That's a lot. Well, I understand that. I get that.
Yeah, so I gather all my stuff. I leave work early. I drive home, and the whole way there, I'm thinking, there's no way that this can be real.
Right. And then you go in the house?
Yeah, I walk in the house, and, Braden takes one look at my face, and he goes, you heard it?
I don't know. Here comes the belt. Man. Something's going to happen.
And I said to him, I go, no, I didn't hear it, but, everybody else did.
Damn.
Yeah,
I see that. I understand that.
I got to tell you, the boy looked like his soul just, leapt out of his body.
Yeah.
Look, I told him I was in his position. I mean, I felt bad for him, and I still do. It's awful.
That's the thing. Honestly, man, I do too. Once we finally sat down and talked, I realized that he was really overwhelmed. And
Very, very, especially with you. And I don't know the dynamic, and it doesn't matter, but he seemed like he really didn't want to disappoint you.
Real tender.
Yeah, I mean, it's like things, they get bigger than you, and as a person. And then, you know, every day he waited, it just made it worse.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He just didn't want to disappoint you, that's all.
Yeah, so the more we talked about it, the more I realized, you know, this wasn't him rebelling or anything. This was just him panicking. And,
So...
I still, you know...
Did everybody still come into town?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, by that time, you know, things had been booked and, you know, you can't cancel those things last minute. Everything's non-refundable.
Right.
My sister had already bought him some luggage, you know.
We had dinner we heard.
Oh, no.
Can we hold with him?
Yeah, if
you
would.
Can you hold Dad, Chad? Damn it. Chad?
Chaddy?
Chad, yeah. Dad. Okay, hold on.
Thank you. Because your son didn't call us back. I want to make sure you're going to hang on.
Okay. Wow.
Hang on, Chad.
You know, I see his point of view. He's disappointed in the situation. He's not. I thought he was like pissed at us. I was kind of like, I wasn't going to like buck up back, but I was going to listen. We didn't do nothing but answer a phone call.
You should be pissed at the first coworker that, you know, painted the situation a lot more serious than it was.
True. And then your sister. Okay, we'll say all that to him when he comes back. But like, I could see he's mad at the situation and he can take it. I'll tell you this: most shows wouldn't have even taken your son's call.
No,
they wouldn't have.
No. But we took it live.
We did. All right. We'll talk to more with Chad next. And
we got to get to the bottom of what's going to happen.
It's an easy fix, probably.
Is he going to go, like, you know, is he going to finish?
Summer school.
Is he?
I don't know.
He said he didn't want to go.
You know. Okay. Oh, it's a nice little cliffhanger until we come back. We find out if this kid's going to graduate or not. All right. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
All right. Thank you. Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead and wish Chad an early Happy Father's Day. That's coming up next month.
Oh, yeah, it is. Chatty.
Oh, yeah. Chad, thank you for waiting, sir. Appreciate
you. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the you know, the last thing we're saying is that, first off, thank you for listening to the show. For real. I appreciate that. 20 years is a long time. We've only been on for 23, so you were pert and earth there since the beginning. I appreciate that.
Yep.
But in our defense, like I said before we hung up or before we went to break, like, we did tell him multiple times that he needed to tell you immediately. You know?
Yeah, I know. I think he came home thinking, honestly, that he had already told us because he told y'all.
Oh, no. So he got a little confused, I guess. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I really, seriously, I think he thought that the radio call counted as communication.
Right. Well, and that's certainly not on us, though.
No, I'm saying it's, you know, all on y'all.
Yeah.
Total thanks.
But, you know, you all are there joking around, and my whole family's unknowingly planning this fake graduation weekend.
You got to admit, though, in fairness to not only us, but everybody on the call, it's an absurd situation, man. A week before?
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. Yeah. You know, my mom booked a hotel. Yeah. My sister, like I said, brought him luggage, and we had dinner reservations.
Yeah, you know, whether you still go to dinner, you got to eat, you know.
That's what he said. Remember, that's what Braden said.
I tell you, your son's quite quick-witted. He's pretty funny. Let me ask you this then, okay. Fake graduation weekend, is it still happening?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We all went out to dinner Friday night because, you know, like I told Braden, like you said, you know, people still do got to eat. And so.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So was that awkward?
Weirdest damn dinner of my life.
Oh, so it's already happened.
Yeah. I mean, my aunt, she kept trying not to mention school. My mama cried twice. But my nephew, he thought the whole thing was hilarious.
I bet he did. Nobody got mad?
Somebody you know, to... honestly, I think everybody just felt bad for him after they saw him.
Yeah.
And he looked more relieved than anything once the truth was finally out.
Well, that's true. Well,
I mean, it's believable, I guess. Yeah.
What about all the gifts? What happens with that? Like, I wondered, like, let's say you gave somebody like a wedding gift, and then you know the bride or groom no shows or whatever. Like, does anybody ever go back and ask for those gifts back? Or does that ever happen?
I would.
You have so much money invested now, you'd probably just say, screw it. We'll just get a divorce. It'd be cheaper.
I mean, you would probably want to do the right thing if it's like a trip or a lot of really expensive luggage, just return it.
Well, sure. Yeah. So I'm talking about like cards with money in it and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. He definitely asked if he got to keep the graduation money.
Well.
Yeah.
And I was like, son, no. For what?
Well,
tutoring.
For what do you get this money?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So you return luggage, man. Like, they know you've already used it.
Well, how would they?
Well, you got to assume, right? Like, look, how long has it been? Remember, whatever gift he got, just let him keep
it. We knew a guy that would buy clothes and leave the tag on them and put them inside the shirt and then wear it once. And then take it back. Goof.
Goofy.
All right. Well, you know, we I don't want to ask too many personal questions about, you know, what, like what's the plan now, but, you know, is there a...
Yeah.
It's got to be one.
Well, I mean, I still can't get over the fact that this boy is going to be attending graduation practice knowing he's not graduating.
Thank you.
What kind of mindset is that?
Because he didn't... Because y'all were probably like, hey, it's time for a graduation practice. Why ain't you going, you know?
Yeah, he said he didn't know what else to do. He's like, you know.
That's exactly what honestly, he told us. That's what he told us.
I think
us.
He was just like, you know, he was almost like buffering, like emotionally buffering, like a frozen YouTube video for that week.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, didn't know how to act.
But he was going to play up until the end, man. Like, just playing with the whole thing because he was afraid to say something. That's what sucks about it.
Yeah. I mean, I heard him on the radio talking about he wasn't sure if he wanted to do summer school.
Yeah, he did say that.
So, yeah. So, what, I mean, where does that stand?
Oh, there's no debate about summer school in my house.
Okay. What, so, yes? There's no debating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's done and done. It's either yes or no.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, okay.
That boy done embarrassed himself. He stressed out his mama, confused,
yeah.
You know, the grandparents, and now he wants to quit one credit short.
Oh, yeah.
God, a whole credit, man. This over a credit. Can't you spot him a credit if you're the school? I mean, come on. It's not going to make him smarter or dumber if he's, you know, you just give him the credit.
Well, that's true. And he got to see your mom or her mom, whoever it was that came into town for it. So the whole thing, maybe just take the graduation banner down now and put it back up at the end of summer or whatever.
Well, my mom is calling summer school educational overtime because you all said it.
Oh, God, we did say that,
didn't
we?
Yeah, we did say educational overtime. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's what they should call it now because we said it.
Yeah.
But at least he'll be done with it, put this behind him, you know, and just never do it again.
Well, that's true.
Are you going to do?
Yeah, never not graduate again.
Yeah, can't keep punishing him for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll let you roll, man.
Yep.
Appreciate you you coming on with us, Chad. And tell Braden everything will be cool.
Yeah, he didn't lie about it, just didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
So. Tell him to pep up a little. He sounded a little timid.
Hey, scared. You, timid kid.
That timid kid in the back.
Here. Yeah.
Speak up.
Yeah. How much is summer school? Is it expensive? I'm wondering now. I've seen how much it costs to get into Disney per day. I'm just wondering, summer school is...
Do you have to pay?
Is it a pay thing? Yeah, of course you have to pay. Of course you have to pay.
You didn't have to pay for Saturday school when they wouldn't
walk
your ass.
I think Chad already hung up. He's gone.
I think he did.
All right, thanks, Chad.
Chad, you bastard. I know where he gets it from now.
I was thinking there was going to be more dramatics from that. He's like, no, you know, it's fine. You know, I'm just going to do this.
How do you think a conversation goes between those two? It's like,
Dad, I'm not going to graduate. It's okay, son. You don't have to graduate. Whatever.
Would tears help?
But you are going to summer school.
It would with me. I mean, that's
somebody get mad.
I'm a softy when it comes to tears.
It would work.
I
would start crying, and my mom would be like, "What are you crying for?"
If you told Mary, especially a week before, you weren't going to graduate, you know what she'd say to you? She'd say, "This might be hard to do in Poe Mill. Go out and get a hickory.
Oh, Lord.
Go pick one and bring it back.
You know, I don't think I ever got spanked with a hickory. I think it was just your...
What?
A hand.
Not just a... just no. What, whoa. No. I mean, it was branches and sticks off of trees, but I don't think they're actual hickory. Hickory wood.
Sticks off a tree?
Yeah.
Did you go get your own?
Yeah.
Oh, you had to. That was part of the punishment. Yeah.
Got
you go get it.
Fly swatch. My grandma used to fly swat.
I didn't mind those as much.
You'd think that wouldn't hurt very much, but damn it, it did.
But you only got a couple good whacks before it would bend, or the plastic ones would just break completely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But if you picked a hickory, it had to get approved before you got whipped with it.
Catch a, what's the thing that...
Because I would get big ones.
What's the thing you used to, you bake with it? It's a... I don't know. It's not this...
The
it's
metal
not,
thing?
Yeah, it looks like a spatula, but it was plastic. Like a white thing that they used to like scrape the bowls out of.
Oh, so yes, like some kind of, I guess it is a spatula or whatever. A little
plastic spatula. Yeah. Catch one of them on the freaking
like the frosting
love thing. Handle. God bless that. Do you have love handles as a kid?
No. Got them now, though.
That'd be weird to say.
Do you really love them?
Or wooden spoons. Did you get hit with a wooden spoon?
Probably.
No.
Probably a meat tenderizer as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't get
spanked.
Oh.
I get hit with a big, it's like the weightlifting belt, like the big horse belt.
God, I did get the belt from my dad once.
Okay, so you did. You have
gotten spanked. But not from my mom. My mom wasn't a spanker.
Yeah.
Dude, that's something that I never heard growing up, like the female getting spanked by the dad. Like, it was always the mom doing it, if they even got it.
My mom, I mean, my dad did some, my mom 90% of the time, though.
With like a belt?
Yeah, he thought it was good, because we didn't make our beds one day and we were sassy.
Sometimes you'd start looking around. Like, it wasn't like, hey, meet me in the other room, you're getting a spanking. Like, she's looking for stuff. Like, you're looking to hand her something that's not going to be, you know. She wasn't like beating. I mean, but I got spankings on my butt, nowhere else.
How about when they told you to be still? I'm like, I'm getting hit. I'm going to move around.
You're not the boss of me.
I'm going to try to dodge it because, you know. But then you take one across the lower back if you move.
Oh, boy. That's especially one time my dad, I got a spanking with a belt, and he felt awful about it. He caught me with the buckle. Ooh, wee boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you start with.
But isn't it? It's just
you start with a buckle.
Oh yeah!
Like, oh my God!
That generation, like our generation, or at least around that time, like that's that click moment just happened where people are like, "Let's stop spanking kids." I mean, some people still do.
I saw somebody do it the other day. Real uncomfortable to see in
public.
It is
very.
Yeah.
And yep. You know, it's you know, years ago, like kids acting up or whatever, you know, you'd see the parent grab them, pop them on the tail. But boy, you see it now, and it's like, whoa.
What are you doing hitting your kid?
Ooh, yeah.
I wanted to tell the guy, like, look, okay. He's not doing anything. The kid would just grab it. It was at the store.
Yeah.
Kid would grab a pack of M&Ms, you know, and the dad would take it and throw it back.
It's always, you know, at the candy counter where you have to just say, no, not today.
It's just something just trivial as that. And he's like, you know, he popped him in the back of the head, actually. What do you do?
Are you serious? I saw this lady slap a kid, and I said, I should report you. And I got an argument with her. You don't do that to kids.
No. Well, I mean, no. Hell no. But it's just that
it's just, it makes
I
no
wish
sense.
I could put my finger on when that moment happened. You know, it's that same time where.
Why did it be a lead up, right? Like, it wasn't just one.
I don't think it was just one, but just that moment where everybody just kind of like, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, don't lose your temper with your kids. That's never good.
Again, some people still do, and whatever you do is your deal. But
I think I got whipped enough from like, I just didn't want to do it. Like, I didn't want to pass that down.
No.
I never really had to be honest with you.
But also now, like, they have, like, you know, you get no tablet time tonight. Like, there was nothing
for us
then. I mean,
taking Nintendo away.
No, my mom would, she was smart. She would leave the console but take the controllers.
Oh, yeah.
That was
sucks.
Brutal.
You're on restriction for the rest of your life. That was me.
Then you'd be like, you know what? I got a Sega, so whatever. I got something I can play.
No, I never had multiples. I'd have to trade one in and get the I never had multiple
take your phone
consoles.
Away.
I didn't have one of them either.
I knew if it went to my dad's house, it wasn't going to be there for long.
Oh.
When I came back the next weekend, it was gone.
One of his friends, probably, hopefully.
I probably pawned it for pot.
Oh, wow.
One or the other.
Yeah.
You let somebody borrow it or you sold it to him for drugs.
Jesus.
Either way. If I'm not going to play the Nintendo, at least let me get, hit the joint, you know?
Good Lord.
Something.
Do you ever do drugs with your dad?
Oh, yeah, I had to.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
One of my first joints I ever smoked was with him.
It's kind of like your rite of passage.
He thought it was, I guess. Jeez. He rolled it and, like, here, take a puff. I'm like,
yeah.
At that point, I've only done it one other time. And that's when, you know, the neighbor kid passed me the pipe. I didn't know what it was. So I blew the weed out of the bowl.
Oh.
And I got punched for that.
Did you get in trouble if you got caught smoking, though? I mean, or was
it? No, because I never smoked. Never smoked cigarettes. It was just those two times of smoking weed. And I smoked weed later in life, too. But, I mean, it wasn't fun.
My daddy, for a while, chewed Red Man, Golden Blend. And
God, I remember trying.
I went with him to Burger King, which I don't suggest. not going there, but it was my dad.
God.
I was like, let me get one of them, Daddy. And I'm telling you, I was like 14. He's like, no, Matthew, you don't want you get started on this joint.
There he goes.
And I was like, oh, come on, let me do one. And God, boy, my mom wasn't even there, but she was pissed. She was so mad.
How'd she find out?
I threw up in her car. It was her car.
Oh, but you threw
the dip. He just gave it to me. I didn't know. There was no talk about when to spit, how to spit.
Nobody told me either.
I just swallowed it and then threw up in where it's in her car.
I tried dip first. It was Copenhagen long cut. I didn't know you're supposed to put it in your lip.
Oh,
I was
gross.
Chewing it like, you know, chew.
Oh, and that stuff's powder.
Oh, I was puking and crapping at the same time.
Did your grandma do snuff as well?
My Aunt Pearl did snuff.
See, mine did. When did that stop? When did women stop dipping?
I don't know. She was old school,
too.
She was a dick.
I don't know. It just
makes your breath stink.
Well, I didn't. That's mean to say about my grandma.
She wouldn't give her cat a name, too. She just called her cat Pussy.
Really?
She would not give her cat a name.
I can't say what my grandma called her dog.
She was looking for a cat, and she asked you if you'd seen her cat. Well, she called it the other name.
Oh,
I'm like, God,
bless.
I hope I never do.
It's good. God.
It's going to be full of snuff.
let's switch this up a little bit and ask Paige what she's working on in the Plex.
Oh, God.
God.
Well, Google's going to be changing some stuff, so I'll tell you about that and the whole weekend thing. All that more coming up.
Google's going to change what?
Their name. They're changing something.
Oh.
These old women were tough and snuffed up.
Yeah.
I used to have to go buy it for her, and she put it in the freezer.
A lot of those women probably came from where they were the man of the house, a lot of them, because the men were off at war, you know?
That's why when they wanted to give the babies in the family some sugar, kid would have snuff all over his damn cheek.
Oh, God.
Face is face.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.